Pasqua, down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
Welcome to Misinformation. I'm Zach. I got some bad news, folks. I'm Zach, and Corey is no longer with us. He's alive. Don't freak out or anything. Unfortunately, I want to get this out of the way right away, then we'll get right into the mess that we usually cause here. Because of the zaniness and the wackiness that ensues on Misinformation, unfortunately, things got out of control during a couple shows, and some stuff was said that people took exception to and were offended by. And basically what happened was their feelings were hurt, okay? And they were people that we know around the area. And Corey took that to heart a lot, and it really bothered him that people's feelings had been hurt. And so basically as a show of goodwill and a gesture of support, Corey has taken himself out of the show. He's no longer going to be co-hosting on Misinformation. He's no longer going to be part of the show. That sucks. Corey's going to be missed a lot. The dynamic that he gives and our back and forth and how well we've known each other and worked together for so long, it's going to suck not having him around. But he made a decision that was important to him because he felt that his friendships and his business relationships were more important, were so important to him that he didn't want to risk them by continuing to do the show. He basically just wanted to show those people that they were more important than the show, and I agree with him 100%. I respect what he's done, but I'm not quitting the fucking show. we're going to keep doing this show. We're going to keep going. I respect Corey. I respect his decision, and I'm going to miss him a lot. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, back permanently and by popular demand, Weller.
Boosh!
Welcome back. Hey there, world. I'm not Corey. Fuck you. It's Weller.
and indeed. Welcome to the show. How's it feel? Does it feel a little different to be a co-host rather than a guest host?
It's a little different, yeah. My own mic is pretty nice, I will say.
Yeah, I went out and bought that for you today, buddy.
Hot shit.
You gonna blow me later?
I might. It's been a while.
It's been a while since you've blown somebody? That's fucking great. Jesus Christ, you fag. Wow. I might suck your cock off. It's
never
been a while.
Is a long fucking time, man.
Don't say it. Never say never, baby. Fucking, yeah. So, according to the Quick Stop audience, you're voted the best fucking guest host of all time.
Thank you all. One person that voted?
No, you got 75% of the votes.
Nice.
You got 3 votes.
I actually made 3 different emails and did it myself, but yeah.
Fuck, you haven't been on the internet in like 6 years. What are you fucking talking about?
No, thank you, voters. I hear you. I will represent you, and I am back.
Yeah, it was probably those fuckers that are listening in Chile. They're like, we are.
I'm fucking huge in South America.
Like, hey, man, I don't know who this fucking Weller guy is, but he makes me laugh fucking. He does a good job. That fucking Weller guy, he does the best job I've ever heard there. And then he turns fucking Norwegian at the end. There. Oh, don't you know? Okay, here we go.
Well, it probably translates to like Hong Klit back there or something.
Hong Klit. Oh, look at the bean on that bitch. Holy shit. That's a huge clit. Oh my God. Also with us in the room today, you didn't get any votes, buddy. You got no votes. Adam is here with us. He's just hanging out, so he might pipe in every once in a while. But he got no fucking votes. I got no votes, Steve. I got no votes. I got no votes in the guest host department because people fucking hate me. That's why. Yeah, poor guy. I feel a little bad for you. I do. Yeah. No, not even a little bit. You okay with it?
No.
No?
A lot of tension in this room.
Maybe we should have fucking brought this up on next week's show when he wasn't sitting right here, huh?
Attention's actually from the gay sex thing. I thought you guys were serious there for a minute.
I was implying that my girl is thousands of miles away, and it's been a while.
Fucking, your girl is in Alaska, dude. You know, I tell you what, I hope she's loyal. Otherwise, she's going to come back sprung.
The girl-to-guy ratio is not very favorable for myself.
Like 20 to 1. 20 dudes to 1 chick up there. And the one chick they're used to having up there? Golly!
In my favor, though, she's related to probably 90% of Alaska.
Fuck, like that stop Georgia. You know what I mean? Fuck.
Good point.
We wouldn't have a fucking dirty South if it wasn't for incest.
Alaska's far up north, though, thank God. But
I just offended the entire southern United States.
They know.
No, they don't know.
We don't have any southern listeners.
We do. We do. We do.
I take that back.
We've got JK lives in Atlanta. In hot Atlanta. Yeah, we got him. And then we've got, do you count Texas as southern?
Yeah. No. Yes.
No?
Yes.
You don't think so?
Texas.
Actually, yes, I'll agree with you on that. Texas is fucking weird, but I consider it southern.
Do you Tejas consider it southern? I don't know. Blake Northern, Bytor, he's in Texas.
I'll just say I've never met a person from Texas I've ever liked, ever.
Really?
I'm going to go out there and say it, yeah. Yeah.
Like, wow. How many people from Texas do you know?
Quite a few that I've known people from work. Like, people that were born there and moved here.
Yeah.
You're just, yeah.
Like dickheads?
Very full of themselves, yeah.
Well, everything's bigger in Texas, you know.
It is.
Like, you know, bigger pricks.
They just don't have the shit to back it up, that's
bigger
all.
Bigger
bitches. Bigger. Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Steve, and this is my sister.
She also doubles as her house.
Shit. Oh, they live in their sister? That's...
Well, you can have lots of shit in those fat folds. You know that.
You know, with that haircut, you look exactly like your kid right now. Like, this is what your fucking son has to look forward to. Is this big fucking, you make fun of me, and you got this big mongoloid fucking head. You're like 6 foot, what, 4?
3.
And a half? And wide?
About 8.
Foot? Nine. Wide? Yeah. That poor fucking kid. Deck is stacked against him. Your middle kid, at least your middle kid looks like your wife. She's got a fucking fighting chance. Well, that's kind of fun, though. She fucking sets up spring guns and shit in the house.
Yeah, real fun. She fucking set tripwires up on my steps. Yeah, because she was mad at me.
Wow.
Tripwires with fishing line.
That is borderline evil.
The first time she used jump ropes, realized I could see them, went to the garage and got some fishing line.
That's smart, but evil.
That's some Minnie MacGyver shit right there. All right, you just shut up and drink a beer over there. All right, fucking, we got real host shit going on here. We got to fucking break the guy in. This is his show now. I do all the work, but it's his show. You know, that's some bullshit. You're going to get your name on the show and stuff. You don't even have internet.
That's because you pay so well.
That's what's gonna suck because I'm gonna tell Plumy on Quickstop and be like, hey, I got a new co-host. We're gonna have regular shows now. You can count on us. I'll be like, Ken, you can count on us. We're gonna start. So bring us in anytime you want, man. Offer us a fucking job. And he's gonna be like, yeah, we'll make sure that a Weller kid starts to post more.
I have a mailing address, I will say.
Like a home?
Yes, I can get mail.
like that the fucking post office can mail to?
Yes.
That's not going to fucking help us. You can't send an instant message through the mail. It's not instant if
you
it takes 2 days.
You can print the fucker out and then FedEx it to me and
Jesus
I'll
Christ.
Get it in a day.
Anybody with comments for Weller, mail him to Zach. Zach will call Weller and then he'll post his response.
Yeah, I'll read him the fucking comment over the phone and then he'll fucking dictate it to me. Ah, oh, Jesus. Dude, it is fucking 2008 for Christ's sake. You have a 50-inch plasma TV and no cable television. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Priorities.
Sunny Lane HD, baby.
Fuck. No, I discovered one thing about Sunny Lane is that she always looks like French Stewart. But nobody even fucking knows who Sunny Lane is because we live in a fucking podunk town in Waterloo and nobody wants to hear about that. Remember that. Keep that close to your fucking... I don't want to hurt her feelings, man. She's got pull in the city. Pull.
She's too nice, though. It makes me nervous.
I don't like anybody that's too nice. They're shifty, then. Because they're just waiting to fucking spring that trap on you.
Exactly. Nobody can be that nice all the time. That's what I'm saying. She's
hiding
something.
Hey, how are you? Anybody who says some shit like that to you?
Oh, it's fake nice. Which is the worst kind of nice.
Ugh, evil. Because you just know, hey, how are you? Good to see you. As soon as you walk out, you know that, you know he's got a hairy back. Yeah, everybody fucking knows I've got a hairy back, all right? You know.
They can see through your collar.
Yeah, oh, shit. I've got a fucking, like, stripe from the gremlins back there. It's fucking terrible. Like, if you, I swear to God, if you spit beer on my fucking mixing board, I'm going to brain you. Fuck. You know, it just people, fucking shifty people drive me fucking nuts. I hate them because they're always trying to, they're trying to get one over on you. They'll fucking throw you under the bus with shit that ain't even true.
So would you rather have fake nice, like blatantly fake nice, or just outright animosity?
Outright animosity, and here's why. Because with a fake nice person, some people don't catch on to that shit. So if they're fake nice to you and then you're mean to them, you're the asshole. If somebody has, like, total animosity towards you, you can fucking burn them down in front of God and everybody, and nobody's going to hold you accountable for that. But one of those fucking fake nice people is always going to have people on their side and be like, you know what? She's so nice. How could you possibly do that to her? How could you say the things you said? How could you fucking slash her tires? How could you punch her in the face? I'm like, well, because she's a bitch. That's why.
All right, how about this then? Would you rather have an entire world full of people that are always fake nice or people that are always brutally honest? They cannot lie.
Brutally honest, baby. Fucking hit me with it. What are they going to tell me that I don't already know?
How could you go to a strip club?
You couldn't.
You pay strippers to lie to you. That's their job.
No.
Strip clubs would be closed down.
She's not lying to me. She's being nice because I paid her.
No, if she has to be brutally honest, she'd be like, give me the fucking dollar and get this over with.
No, she doesn't have to be evil. She can be honest. She can be like, I'm, you know, I'm just dancing.
I've never met a nice stripper.
You know, I'm just putting my titties in your face because you gave me a dollar. I'm like, I know. That's why I'm here.
Here's, you know, but a brutally honest stripper wouldn't spend 5 minutes telling you that she's paying for her way to go through dentistry school. And, you know, she's just working her way through college. It's just a side job. She wouldn't tell you that shit. She'd say, I'll take you in the alley and blow your $50. You wouldn't have to guess at that. You'd know.
I need my fix.
They tell me that shit, dude. They because they look at me and they automatically assume that I need it. They look at me and, like, I'm just going to be up front with this guy because I'm pretty sure he's going to offer in 5 minutes anyway. So
they usually run from me in terror.
It's because you're a big dude. They think you're either going to fucking try to steal their sandwich or split them like an oak tree. When you were supposed to be the fucking audience in this show, and you're just meh, 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 meh. All right.
I'll go back to drinking.
All right. Well, fucking share. Yeah, okay, yeah, I think brutally honest. But they don't have to – just being brutally honest doesn't mean you have to be mean. It just means you have to be honest. If you're going to say something, it has to be honest. You don't have to say anything. You can be a very honest person and never open your fucking mouth.
Yeah, but brutally honest would be like explaining why.
Right, if you choose to talk.
But so you're going to encourage people to just shut the fuck up then is what you're saying.
Wow, man, it'd be a fucking great nation, wouldn't it? Freedom of speech means shut the fuck up. I don't think that – you know, like a brutally honest stripper – I've met some that one brunette that used to dance at Flirts, the real, real pretty one when Flirts first opened with the great fucking cans. And she comes up and she's like, hey, I have to burp. Brutally honest. All right, she turns her head, burps. She's like, oh, God, that felt so good. I have to pee. I'm like, she's obviously fucking being honest here because that's not going to turn anybody on.
There's some fucked up videos out there.
Yeah, there's fucking scat humor and two girls, one cup. Do not speak of it. You know, it's fucking, but she wasn't doing it to turn me on. Do I look like the kind of guy that'd be into piss?
The hustler shit pisses me off. I got some fucking barely legal porn like a year ago. Don't know anything about this. Start watching, like, this chick is fucking hot. I'm getting into it, you know. I'm in the zone, like, me and myself, getting a good time. All of a sudden, this chick's like, I gotta pee. Just fucking squats and just fucking pisses all over the place outside. I was like, oh, I fucking, like, totally out of the mood.
Like,
I'm saying, like, for anybody out there that listens to this, if you happen to work in the porn industry, please put, like, ratings in the back of the thing so, like, I can know what to expect.
This,
like, hey, there's, like, XXX because there's, like, another dude's going to walk in on the scenes, like, chicks pissing. I want to know ahead of time what I'm getting into. I don't want to be, like, ready to go and all of a sudden something I don't want to see fucking happen.
So, like, they can put little, like, cartoon figures on the back? Like,
well, like movies also, like, rated R for, like, language and, like, violent situations.
Do you want it? Do you want it in text, or do you want, like, little pictograms? That,
I,
like,
want, like, for each scene, like, a screen popping up, like, this shit will happen in this scene, and you can click on the next one if you don't fucking see
it. I don't like it. That ruins the surprise. Because there's not a lot.
I don't
of,
like the surprise.
But there's not a lot of surprise in porno. You know, every porno is going
to
start the same.
If I'm watching a porno, it's for a reason, and I want to get the act done with. I don't want to, like, get into it and all of a sudden,
why don't you just say, if I'm watching porno, it's to beat off. This is fucking free speech, baby. You can say whatever the fuck you want on this show.
Has anybody ever actually watched the whole one?
Yep, Pirates. Great fucking film.
I actually watched Debbie Does Iowa. in its entirety.
Debbie does Iowa?
Yeah.
Really?
It's evidently Iowa has mountains and cactuses everywhere.
There's a bunch of dudes in overalls, wasn't there?
Yep.
Now see, but the, see the thing. Okay, okay. Debbie does Iowa. Debbie Does Dallas was called Debbie Does Dallas because there was a guy named Dallas that she fucked. Debbie Does Iowa. She's not fucking some dude named Iowa.
She is like working. I think it's in California or something. But she's cleaning motel rooms. And there happens to be like some Iowa from the little town, like a football players. And they're playing in some national tournament, and she meets these guys and falls for one of them, and they talk her into coming back to their little town and leading the cheerleaders from their little town.
And so she falls in love with one of them. Meanwhile, she's fucking everybody.
Yes.
You know, then you got the fucking.
But yeah, pissing and porn, not a good combo.
I don't know. Sometimes I go for it.
It should be in the title, then. It's one of those like fetish things.
Like it has to be a play on words, like. Piss Congeniality.
Yes, exactly. Because then you'd fucking know what you're getting into. If you fucking buy that movie and you're like, pissing, what the fuck? Like, you're a dumbass. You deserve that shit.
Rain on me.
Golden arches, like, whatever you're fucking into. I want some kind of hint that this shit's going to come up.
It's fucking awesome. You think it's ever okay to fucking punch a bitch?
Yeah.
Like, ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's good. Times they ask for it in bed.
Oh, no, I don't mean like in the heat of passion. Like, I've slapped some fucking bitches. She's like, slap me. I'm like, I'll fucking slap you. Choke me. Fucking, I'll choke you. It ain't going to be with my cock because it's little, but, you know, I'll fucking smack a chick around. But I mean, like, fucking barroom brawl, punch a chick right in the grill.
I'd say if there was some bitch that was way fucking out of line and she, like, started attacking, like, someone I really liked or hit me, yeah, it's fucking on. I wouldn't swing first, but if she's being a huge fucking bitch and she's going psycho and she fucking hits me.
Okay, check this out. I obviously didn't handle this right then. Okay, I was talking to Jenny tonight. No, I didn't fucking hit Jenny because that's not where this is going. But I was talking to Jenny. I was telling her the story, which I thought I had told her before. I was in college. It was like my sophomore year in college. I was living in the dorms, and I was fucking this chick. And we'd been fucking for like 6 months, a lot. And I'd worked a long day, and she came over to my dorm room and was like, hey, I'm going to this party. Get dressed. I'm like, I'm not going. I work 14 hours a day. I got to work 14 hours tomorrow. I'm just going to sit here, watch fucking Wild Things with Nev Campbell, and call it good. It was why would I fucking want to watch Wild Things? It was on TBS, for Christ's sake. None of the good parts are in it anymore, you know. But if you think for a second that stopped me from fucking beating off to that movie, you're a dead motherfucking wrong. I was like, I'm not going. She's like, fine. If you're not going to go to that fucking party with me, I'm going to go with Nate. And then I'm going to stay at his house afterwards. I turned and looked at her and I said, well, if you stay at Nate's house, you're a slut. She says, what'd you call me? I said, you're a slut. I didn't even get the out. And she fucking, boom, like balled up her fucking fist and hit me like a goddamn man. Knocked me off the couch, down to one knee. When I turned to look at her, she was fucking coming at me with both fists, and not just like in a fucking random manner. She had fucking squared her shoulders and come down on me. Like
she wasn't like 50 style or like 20. No,
it wasn't old timey boxing. It was like fucking. It was like the first time she missed, she was gonna bite off my ear. Kind of fucking boxing. Like it was like she was fucking. It's like she just got the star, and little Mac was going for a fucking uppercut kind of idea. Fucking, and she's just fucking. She probably hit me five or six times as I'm crouched down on the ground. And finally, I'm like, "Wait a minute!" So I stand up and I grab her across the shoulders with one arm, and walk her back towards the wall to try to get her out the door. Well, I'm trying to get to her, and she's still fucking raining blows down on me, and I can't move her. She was a stout girl. She played softball in fucking high school. She was the catcher, which she was also the catcher for most of the dorms. Sperm. I'm just putting that out there. But so I fucking get her against the door, and then I finally I get the door open, and that's when she decides to start fighting like a chick. As soon as I get the door open and start fucking shoving her out, she both hands fucking come open, and she starts fucking clawing at me like Catwoman. Grabs my fucking necklace, rips it off, fucking I finally shove her out the door, and she's screaming the whole fucking way out the door. I'm fucking kill you! I'm like, holy shit. So I finally shove her down, shove her into the stairwell, and fucking shut the door. And lock myself in the stairwell.
I have to know, was this guy either related to her or gay?
The guy?
Yeah.
No?
Then, yeah, you're in the right.
Well, yeah, but should I have fucking hit her? Should I
shoving
hit her back?
No, like at that shoving, I would definitely shove before I'd hit a chick. But
she was whooping my ass. Like,
if she wants to
I'd be
like
shoving, and if she keeps coming at you and you keep shoving her and it's not getting her like, hey, bitch, fucking settle down, then yeah.
Because
she's got it coming.
I had a fat lip, and I still had to work the next day, right? So I have a fucking fat lip, and I finally get rid of her, but I lock myself in the fucking stairwell. Because after a certain time at night, those stairwell doors lock. You can't get back in without your key. So I had to go all the way fucking downstairs. She was going downstairs, and I can't go anywhere but downstairs. So I have to go down. She goes downstairs and leaves, or so I think. And then I have to go out and then come back up the elevator to get to my dorm floor. And I end up going to bed after beating off to Neb Campbell and a lot of things. I end up going to bed, and I'm fucking, I'm pissed off. I don't sleep very well at night. And the next morning I get up and go to work, and then I don't see anybody because I had to be to work at like 8 in the morning, so I had to get up at 6. It was a half-hour drive, big fucking mess. I come home from work the next night, and my fucking roommate's like, what the fuck happened last night?
I'm like, she fucking kicked my ass because my lip was all fucking swollen. I was talking like a goddamn retard, right? Or like, oh, Adrian, bullshit.
And he's like, what the fuck? So I tell him the whole story, and he's like, damn, I would have fucking punched that bitch. What a crazy fucking slut. I was like, well, careful. That's what got me in trouble in the first place. So I go to sleep that night. The next morning is Monday morning. I have to go to fucking class in the morning. I wake up, take my shower, come back in, I'm getting dressed. Just getting ready to put on my shoes, and there's a at the door. And then you hear, what? My roommate's up in his loft, and he goes, fuck you. And then, clear as day, we hear, DPS, why don't you open the door and say that? I'm like, fuck. So I open the door. I go, yeah. And it's a female DPS officer, Department of Public Safety. Yeah. Basically, at the time, they didn't carry guns and shit. They do now, but they're police officers, but they work strictly on the campus. And she's like, are you Zach? I said, yeah. I need you to come with me.
I look at her. I go, am I going to need my shoes?
She's like, no, we just need to walk down the hall. I don't want your roommate to listen in on our conversation. So we start walking. She asks if I had had an altercation with, I want to say her fucking name so bad, but I learned my lesson, so I'm not going to.
Call her.
Yeah. Did you have a fucking altercation with some dumb cunt? Did you have an altercation with Jessica? Beep. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. What? What? What?
You might as well say her name. That's not going to fucking...
Dude, I'm not going to fucking say Jessica Doran on the fucking internet show.
Okay.
Well,
that's fair.
I mean, fucking, it's, if she wants to be a crazy bitch the rest of her life, that's cool. She wants to whip my ass and cause lots of problems for me, that's fine. I probably should have hit her back, but I didn't. So I'm not going to fucking mention her name on the show. It wouldn't be fair to Jessica Doran. So, fucking, I'm talking to the cop, and she's like, yeah, well... if you try to contact her anymore, you're going to be arrested for harassment. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She kicked my ass. She goes, well, she received an email from you, and I have a copy of the email at my office. I said, good. Did you read it? Well, yes. Yes, I did, and that's harassment. I said, all it said on the email was, you're a crazy bitch. Stay the hell away from me. Don't come anywhere near me. Don't fucking call me. Don't try to make things okay. We're done. You took it to a level I'm not prepared to deal with. We're fucking breaking up. Stay the fuck away from me.
And you beat my ass,
and that's not cool. Is that or is that not the complete opposite of harassment? Telling someone to stay away from you, pretty much not harassment, okay?
Unless you're following them around just saying, leave me alone.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. She's like, well, if you try to contact her in any way, you're going to be arrested. I'm like, fuck, she kicked my ass. Well, did you want to press charges? Fuck no, I was kind of hoping we could just ignore it and it would go away. I'm already embarrassed enough as it is. I got a fucking fat lip and everybody knows a chick gave it to me, So I fucking, she's like, okay, well, just don't contact her anymore. So she leaves. I go to class. Come back. The end of the day, the newspaper is out already. And in the fucking police blotter, it's already in there that she had actually called the police Saturday night, okay, to report this whole thing because I'd gotten my ass kicked.
Did it use your name?
No, my name wasn't in there, but everybody knew who it was because it said the dorms, the dorms and what the issue was or whatever, that I'd been assaulted by her boyfriend. I'm like, how am I? I was covering up. I was just trying not to get the shit beat out of me. I didn't swing. I didn't do nothing. I was just get away. So some fucking jackhole on my floor took a picture that he had of me, put the fucking police report underneath it, and then in bold on top of it said, "Beware of this man," and posted them all over campus.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
It'd be a fuck.
If it wouldn't happen to you.
You know what you should have, actually, you should have done? Take a picture of your, like, busted-ass lip, and then just, like, take a picture of her and be like, "Stay away from this bitch," and then just have the arrow pointing at your lip.
Before and after.
Oh, that would have been funny. I was scared, though. I didn't want to fuck with that bitch no more. Because that was just her fucking punching. What if she would have started kicking? I'd be dead right now. I wouldn't even be here to fucking talk to you guys right now. I'm just saying. You're not even fucking supposed to be talking. Just fucking sit there and drink.
Right. Girl tells you, "I'm going to kick you in the nuts." You say, "You kick me in the nuts, I'm going to punch you." She does it anyways. Deserves it, right?
Yeah.
I watched a certain individual we all know uppercut a girl out of her shoes onto the hood of a car. Because she kicked him in the balls.
That's some A-team fight shit right there.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. We'll just call him Marcus for now.
Well, you hear women bitch about childbirth. Think about it. It's like you're going through childbirth because you chose to have a kid. Whether or not you planned on it, you had sex. There's always a chance you're having a kid. That's something you chose. Getting kicked in the nuts is not something you're like sitting there like, "You know what? I think in 9 months I could really use a good nut kicking." No, it fucking hurts.
Well, you know,
it hurts horribly bad.
Fuck. Well, it, like, from what I've heard, like, passing a fucking kidney stone is fucking terrible. Like, it hurts.
I could imagine, yeah.
It hurts a lot. And bitches are always, you know, and so does the fucking STD test. You know, where they fucking stick the fucking rod in your fucking rod. Oh. Nothing made by Johnson & Johnson should ever be in my Johnson. That's all I have fucking. But women are like, you know, it's fabulous. No, fuck you, bitch. That fucking rod's like 3 foot long, and there's an insert, twist, twist, twist. Fuck that shit, okay? I'm built for fluid transport only. Their bodies are fucking elastic, okay? They're supposed to be able to push something the size of a fucking watermelon out of a hole the size of a lemon, alright? Alright, it's bullshit, okay? Fucking, if she wouldn't have given me chlamydia, I wouldn't have had the fucking test in the first place. Alright, what? What happened? What? I won't mention any names there either. I've never had chlamydia again. Yeah, so we're saying that it's okay. Okay to hit a bitch? In certain situations?
I would say if the clit were easier to kick, I would go that route. But seeing how it's not, then yes, I would say that punching would be the closest option to the nut kick. Like, if you're going the eye for the eye route, you know? I've heard from women saying that, like, if you get bumped in the clit really hard, it fucking hurts bad. Like, almost. But it's like, how are you going to fuck? Like, it'd be like just like an act of God to actually, yeah. It'd be like an act of God. Like, it was meant to fucking happen to kick this chick in the clit.
Like, therefore,
plus, you have to have pointed shoes, which guy really wears pointed shoes that often, but.
I can't find the clit when I'm looking for it. How the fuck am I gonna find it in a fight?
Open up a little stoma. All right, here we go.
Just hey, wait. Hey, can you rub it a little bit first? Just kind of.
Could you just do me a favor and say left, right, up, down?
Just get it out.
Just show me right.
Just get it out. Just kind of, just flick it. Just okay. Boom. That'll teach you, whore.
Exactly.
Fuck you dumb. Fucking
guarantee she'll never forget that.
That's fucking shit. Hey, I gotta give West Music a shout out. West Music sold us this fucking equipment that we're using to make the podcast happen. And I stopped in there today, and the guy was like, "Hey, what's your podcast about?" I said, "Yes." And he goes, "The band?"
Yes, we talk about prog rock all night.
It's like Owner of a Lonely Heart over and over and over. That's all we fucking talk about. I was like, no, but maybe we'll do a show just about Yes, just for you there, pal. But we'll give you guys a shout out. West Music Supplies on University Avenue in Cedar Falls. Hey there, man in the box. West Music, good shit, man. They sell some fucking quality shit. I could probably find it for half the price online, but I'm lazy.
Support your local businesses, though.
Yeah, for real, man. They fucking, it was just you that was saying they close like once a month. And
yeah, they close and move somewhere else. I've been doing that for years.
But, man, they've got a nice setup in there. Got a lot of fucking cool gear. They called me last week just to tell me that the Yamaha rep was going to be in town. If I wanted to come in and, like, get a free fucking, either show me something, how to do shit, he'd be there for 2 hours. Just like, go in and ask him questions. I didn't fucking go because, again, I'm lazy. fucking do shit. I don't have to. But yeah, West Music. Thanks, guys.
They have recorders.
Yeah, they have recorders and maybe the sheet music to end the air tonight. Fuck. What's this fucking about this move, sexual move, speaking of clitoris, the sexual move that you have? Well, I don't fucking fill the fucks in.
I know I've mentioned this before, but I work very long shifts and it can be very boring at times. So I just try to think of shit. It occupies time and find if something is really good. I go on and share it with all my coworkers and it makes the night go much faster. So one night we were talking about just sexual moves at break, just naming off all the weird fucking sex moves and like laughing about it. And there'd be a few that you wouldn't know and someone would explain what it was and we just laughed the whole break. So it got me thinking afterwards, you know, like it would be so fucking cool to have your own sex move. But as I was thinking about this, I started realizing that pretty much everything has already been done before, considering there's been people on this planet for, depending on what you believe, like 6 years or like 6 trillion years.
Hold on. Oh, that's the first beer of the evening. All right, continue.
Therefore, to make a move your own.
Did you say 6 trillion years that people have been on the planet?
Oh, yeah. It depends. Like, yeah. Yeah.
No matter what fucking science and or creation you fucking believe
Scientologists
in.
Scientologists believe that.
6 trillion?
Yeah, 6 trillion.
On the planet,
exactly.
Or just in the universe?
No, we're aliens. Humans were aliens from a long time ago and we came to Earth like recently. So actually humans existed as aliens.
But
like,
not on this planet. I don't mean to split hairs with you, fellow bald dude.
It was
dude,
the people that are humans now were actually aliens from another planet. That's kind of what I'm getting to. So
you don't have cable, right?
No.
But he's apparently been reading the shit out of Dianetics. What the fuck, man?
Cults fascinate me.
Sorry, I totally fucking
anyway,
slowed your
getting
roll
back
there.
To this,
go
so,
ahead, yeah, finish.
Like I said, you pretty much to have your own move at this day and age with so many weird fucked up shit going on, the only way you could claim a move that's never been done before would be just to go as sick as you could possibly get because you'd have to guarantee that nobody's done it before, therefore you could say it was on. So then I started going, I'm trying to think of the sickest shit I could possibly think of that no one would probably ever do, and then I could claim that as my own move. So what I came up with is you end up fisting a chick in the ass. When you're done with this, you slowly pull your fist out, drop your nutsack into the ass, and then... And then in the end, you kind of make a hand motion. Like, if you've ever seen a Nick Cage movie, he does this in almost every movie he's in. He kind of gets, like, he gives a passionate speech about something, and he, like, kind of does his hand motion where he, like, moves his hands, like, away from his chest and opens them up. Like, opens his hands from a closed fist at his chest, away from his chest, and opens the hands. He does this, like, all the time. It's in a lot of his movies. Look it up if you don't believe me. So, anyway, fist in the ass, slowly pull it out there. As your fist is just coming out, drop your nutsack into the ass, and then do the Nick Cage hand thing. That finishes it. That the whole thing in that order is the move.
That's the Weller?
That was the Weller. I have since renamed it because I thought the Weller, I don't want people, like, chicks come up like, you fucking do that? Like, I thought that wasn't good because of a story I'm getting to. So I renamed it. It's now known as the Gypsy Cabbage. I think that's a very appropriate name for that.
What the fuck? Okay. Wow.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, all right. A lot of people do. I've actually heard people that have said they've attempted it.
Okay, so, all right, fuck. They've attempted it?
Yeah, unsuccessfully, but
what
they've at
chick,
least tried getting
chick,
into it anyway.
What chick do you know around here that can fucking have her ass fisted?
Well, you start with a finger, then two, then you work. It's just like the fist and the badge.
You said the eyes are elastic.
The most fingers I've ever gotten in a chick's ass is 3.
You just got to work up to it, man.
That's a lot.
The thing
of fucking...
is, though, you probably couldn't do this with the woman you love. Because, I mean, think about it, though. Like, you'd be like, 5 years later, I'd see her in breakfast, and I'd be like, wow, I fucking gypsy cabbaged that bitch. I'd fucking yak up everything I just ate. So this is like the kind of thing, guys, if you really want to do this, I'm recommending go to a bar. If you're single, hook up with a chick you're never going to see again, fucking gypsy cabbage her, then fucking leave town. Don't ever come back to that town again.
when you do the Nick Cage thing with the chest and then the open the hands,
yeah.
Is your hand in her ass?
No,
that's
your nutsack's
like,
in her ass. You pulled the hands out.
Oh, I thought you'd fist her and then you fucking
no. As soon as you pulled,
spider web your hand
up,
open.
You have to open it up far enough to get your sack into it. That's why you fist.
Actually, it'd be smaller for me. Like my nutsack way smaller than my fist.
Two, you could do the double fist then.
or double nutsack. Then I got to bring a buddy.
No, if you double fist, would that be big enough for your evidently large nuts?
No, No, I said my nutsack. My nutsack is much smaller than my fist.
Well, then that'd be no problem.
It'd be like it. I could probably put a fucking a Stephen King novel in there too. Like there'd be plenty of fucking room.
But yeah, that's the order you have to. Otherwise, it's a totally different move.
Wow, that's really bizarre.
Fist, sack, cage. Those three.
That's holy shit, that's weird. I hear tiny feet on the floor upstairs right now. I'm like, what's a gypsy cabbage?
Yeah.
I don't know. It steals your soul. I don't fucking know what it is. Christ. Oh Jesus.
But anyway, okay, so shortly after this,
I can't believe there could possibly be more to the story.
No, there's more to the story. Like, I just think of this. I tell, like, everybody at work, and all the people I work with are just really sick fucks, and they think this is hilarious, and they'll laugh about it. But, like, just maybe a day after I come up with this, there's a girl that I know, and I ask her out on a date, invite her over to my place, because I just moved and had a bunch of roommates. So I invite her over. She brings her sister,
this
comes downstairs.
This isn't going to end well for anybody.
Awkward silence. Like, there's just nothing to talk about. I'm like, oh, what the hell? So I was like, I'm going to tell her this move, see what she thinks about it.
Whoa, just out of nowhere?
It was awkward silence. Like, we tried doing small talk.
So what better way to solve an awkward silence than with an awkward conversation?
How long have you known me, Zach? That's what I do.
Good point.
I cannot do small talk. It's impossible for me to do small talk. Oh. It's just impossible.
Wow.
I can't do it.
Okay, go ahead.
So my genius idea.
Did you just fucking poop yourself over there? Jesus Christ.
My genius idea is just to tell her about this move. Only in my excitement to tell her this, I neglect to tell her why I thought of this. I just tell her this is my move. I proceed to tell her this move.
So
she fucking looks at me like I just shit all over the carpet. Looks at her sister, grabs her sister by the hand. They fucking leave the house without saying a word. I worked with her, and she didn't fucking talk to me for over a year.
Were there like murmurs around? Had she told other people what happened? They're like, I went over to his house.
Well, I told enough people that they knew my move, but just I neglected to tell her why I thought of this, and that was, as I now realize, was a very important part of the story.
let me give you an idea of what her conversation was, the way she told the story of how it happened. Yeah, I went over to Weller's house for a date. I took my sister, and we were just kind of sitting around watching PBS on his plasma TV because he doesn't have cable. I asked if I could check my email, but he said, sorry, my iMac isn't hooked up to the internet because I don't have a home phone or cable. And then we just kind of sat there and looked at each other for a little bit. Then he told me how he wanted to fucking fist me and pretend he was Nick Cage. What the fuck? How the fuck do you still have a job, man? I'm surprised they didn't fucking put you in a rubber room after that. Okay, I gotta know how you led, you went from complete silence to, so I like to fucking fish chicks.
Well, and the stories that I the weird scenario questions, previously, in getting to know her, I can't do, stupid, I've never been able to go up to a chick and be like, did you fall out of heaven because, you look like a fucking angel? Stupid shit like that, I don't, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, nobody should do stuff like that.
I don't do shit like that, I don't do small talk, I don't go up and hit. So, the only way I can approach a female is to, ask one of my bizarre questions. And the way this works is, if they have a cool personality, they think it's funny and they get into it and a conversation starts because of it. But if a girl, doesn't like it and thinks it's weird or creepy or whatever, obviously it's a chick I'm not going to get along with, so that takes care of that right there.
Right. So you're telling me that gypsy cabbage is your pickup line?
It was once. It failed. I've never used it as a pickup line since, but I still bring it out on occasion, as this.
What did you learn?
You've got to explain shit. That's
fuck.
All.
Fuck. You know, you do need to start that story with, hey, first of all, I've never done this. Second of all, I have a very fucking boring job, and I have time to sit around and think a lot. You know? I mean, for fuck's sake, man. Wow. That is one of the most fucking disturbing things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, she pretty much ran it. I don't know. Just
was she a good-looking chick?
Not bad for age, yeah. She was a year older than I was, but yeah.
Did she look like someone who could take a double fist in the ass?
Probably.
Really?
Was she a Nick Cage fan?
Evidently. Or evidently not, I guess.
Fucking, she just didn't want to picture Nick Cage like that anymore. Wow, that's fucking nuts. In her butthole. It's fucking sick. Oh, fuck. So is your girlfriend still in Alaska?
Yeah, she's been there. Was it about 4 weeks now, and she'll be there another 2 weeks still.
A lot of dudes in Alaska. Not so many chicks. She's up there visiting her dad.
Yep, her dad and her step brothers and sisters. But I guess she's been hiking a lot, and there's nothing but pretty much bears in the woods. So.
Dude, it's gonna be funnier than shit if your girlfriend gets raped by a bear. How you gonna fucking measure up to that shit?
You can't compete.
Fucking, she'd be like, "Is that all you brung? I've been fucked by a Kodiak, bitch." Rawr. Fucking, how did so you said her dad's kind of like a fucking mountain man, and he's like an outdoors guy.
Yeah, he's pretty much the most intimidating guy on the planet. Like, fucking hunts bears and lived in Alaska his whole life.
How'd he feel about the guy she married before you? Like, before you guys started dating, how do you fucking feel about that fucking goon boy?
She called me and pretty much explained that her father thought this guy was gay because, his sex drive wasn't as high as his daughter's. And he says all of his children have a very high sex drive because he has one. And
she and sisters?
And he knows.
Yes, she does.
sit there and shut up. Your fucking wife listens to this show, and I don't want to get in trouble again by somebody's wife. It's not good for me.
I haven't met the guy, but now not only do I have to go and act like super incredibly manly, because this is like pretty much the ultimate man you could possibly have, but I also have to convince him that I'm fucking his daughter like crazy, and I have a higher sex drive than she does.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Okay. You're not going to be able to. No, I'm thinking maybe he might want to do the gypsy cabbage. No, but since you're not a hunter guy, you're not going to be able to do the fucking alpha male thing.
I've tried fishing. It's not for me.
No, you walk in there. You fucking bend her over the dining room table. During dinner. And as you're fucking her from behind with her face in the fucking mashed potatoes, you reach out, grab a fucking chicken leg right off the bird, just start eating.
Fucking Genghis Khan it.
Eating and fucking talking to him about football. He'll be like, I like pussy. How about the Bears? You know? How's he gonna call you gay then? How the fuck is he gonna be gay?
Very good call.
I mean, just don't butt fuck her, because he'll read between the lines on that, and he's going to be like, the reason you got her face down is you want to pretend she's a man, and you're going to butt fuck her. No, put it right in her fucking vag. And then if he kind of starts to look at you a little bit weird, roll her just a little bit on her side, fucking grab her titty. And just, I love me some titties. That way he'll know you're fucking straight. You know, be like, I need a titty. The only thing that makes fucking good is a titty. That's how you do it.
Done. I will look into this.
No, fuck it, do it. No, his luck would be a fucking tranny hooker and shoot his fucking whole deal all the shit.
Oh, there's a wiener.
Fucking, seriously?
Yeah.
Who the fuck's calling you right now?
The girlfriend.
He's calling you from Alaska? You want to answer it on the air?
No, I will not be
answering
this.
What bullshit? Fucking Sally. You see, I shouldn't be giving relationship advice to my fucking co-host, because that never ends well.
It's probably your dad.
It's her dad's phone. She doesn't have a cell phone, so she's been using
what?
His phone. Yeah.
That's Who from doesn't her, have a fucking cell phone?
So her ex. No. Her ex and dad a shared plan, and then when they split up, she was getting the bill, so he ramped the bill to insanely high, and she didn't want to pay it, so she lost it.
So because of this guy who married her for a green card because he didn't want to go back to fucking Africa, she's off the grid.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's weird. That's a little bit fucking goofy. That doesn't make any goddamn sense, Weller. Wow. Shit. Wow. So you have to fuck this chick in front of her dad for him to give you his blessing.
That's pretty much my only option, yeah, because I've never really hunted other than fishing, and I suck at fishing, so yeah, that's my only option.
Well, how can you suck at fishing, dude? All you gotta do is fucking just sit there and drink
beer.
I've
caught one fish in my entire life, and I ended up going to a stocked pond. And if you can't catch a fish in a stocked pond, you might as well not even exist.
That's fucking awesome. the bad thing that we're gonna run into right now is since you don't live like normal human beings with like cable television. Do you go to the movies? Do you go out? Do you leave your fucking
home? I try not to. The son and I are not friends.
They play movies at night, man. It's pretty normal. You go to a fucking 9 o'clock show or something. No movies for you.
Most of the movies are pretty lame. I'm not. Yeah.
You playing fucking footsie with me, you fucking gargantuan.
I'm not allowed to talk. Remember?
Oh, so instead you just rub on my fucking feet. What the fuck? Why don't you slow down, man? You're supposed to bring enough for everybody. You're on like your fourth one. I was going to say we still have another show to record, but we wouldn't do that. We record weekly, and that's it.
Fresh material.
Mm-hmm. That's some good beer. Beer. I So do you go out anymore? Are you going to the fucking clubs? Or the last time we all went out? Your fucking Dingleball here was with us when we went up to that fucking... The guy who's fucking sitting here with us right now is the guy who fucking went and the bartender was face fucking this chick on the couch at the after hours club. This fucking dude is the one that yells, "John, move your fucking hand."
I was just looking out for that girl's well being.
No, you were telling him to move his hand so we could look at her snatch. Yeah. You're remembering the fucking situation wrong. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you were trying to get us a fucking cheap shot at a fucking hole. It's fucking true.
Were you not there earlier when it was, like, on the bar?
Nah, I was afraid of her. She scared the shit out of me, man. She had fucking creepy crawlies, I guarantee it. I guarantee that girl has some kind of sexually transmitted disease. If she's putting her fucking goods and services out there for butters, she's not real choosy. I love the guy to death, but he's no Brad Pitt.
He should not wear basketball shorts.
Because he had a fucking hard on. Yeah. Well, fuck. Hey, you're going to limit Butters' wardrobe. You might as well fucking... Don't tug on Superman's cape.
You know what they should bring back into style?
Don't spit into the wind. What?
Zubaz.
Stop fucking talking.
Every fat dude in the world loves those pants,
dude,
man.
No. It's bad enough that fucking sweatpants are still hot.
I'm surprised Hypercolor never came back, actually. That was the fucking shit back in the day. It did. And like retro stuff's all
it did.
Huge.
It did. We bought when we went down to Arizona, we went to the caves down there, and we bought the oldest kid a shirt that when he wears it, his body temperature brings color. It actually brings color into it instead of making the color go away.
Yeah.
Brings color into the shirt. That's fucking boring shit. I can't believe out of the three of us, this is what we're talking about right now.
Well, I'm only saying this because I used to have Zubaz pants, and my favorite combination was I wore Zubaz pants and a Hypercolor shirt. I thought that was like the coolest fucking outfit in the world.
It is so amazing to me that you have ever known the touch of a woman.
Hey, this was like, God, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago.
Dude, that shit soaks into
this
your...
This would have been in like sixth grade, dude.
That kind of fucking dorkdom and gayness soaks into your pores.
This is what middle school is all about, is like being... That's like the nerd phase for everybody on the planet. You look at your dorkiest years, I guarantee it's going to be during fucking junior high.
Mine ran through sixth through about my second year of college.
You remember those fucking Lycra bicycle shorts?
Yeah.
The ones, and when people would wear them to, like, fucking school.
Yeah.
Well, one day, you couldn't wear underwear with them, right? Because you'd totally see your fucking underwear lines, and it was really goofy looking. One day, I'm fucking sitting in school, and I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm writing something on a piece of paper, and I look down and realize that you can see my fucking scrot. through a hole in my fucking... bicycle pants. And it wasn't like just like a pinhole. It was like you could see my little fifth grade left nut. And what do you do? It's not like you gotta change your clothes at school. And I'm like, oh man.
Do the strategic book carrying the rest of the day.
Fuck. Start crossing the legs.
Yeah, and then you're like, fuck, if I just sit here, oh god, we got gym today. Oh shit. Oh, we're doing the fucking sit and reach. Oh, gotta pick another dude. Gotta pick another dude. Please, God. Please, God, don't let Kelly Wells be my partner. I'm not ready for her to see my ball sack yet. Oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, at least let it be one of those manly chicks. It's never gonna fucking get laid. Please, God. Oh, yeah. My balls are fucking hanging out. And I get home and I'm like, I take them off and I switch into their clothes, and then I'm holding them for a second, and the thought actually crosses my mind. Should I throw these away? God, that was a fucking moron. But who ever thought that it was a good idea for them to be your fucking pants?
The company that makes them, I guess.
But not for like everyday use, like everyday wear.
I wonder if the people that ran these companies like actually like laughing at the people that bought the clothes, like those fucking idiots. I'm making millions off this shit. He's fucking laughing as the money he's pouring in.
Kind of like, have you seen those chicks that wear go to Walmart and wear those shorts that look like volleyball shorts?
Yeah.
Have you seen those around lately?
Yeah.
Like it just barely like if she had corn the night before, it's gonna fucking.
Oh yeah, you see everything.
It's gonna fall out.
Yeah.
Like, roll down her leg, because I mean you're pretty much right next to her stink eye there. I mean, like, it's I was shopping at Walmart the other day, and this chick walks up the aisle, and I'm like, that girl's wearing a fucking underwear. Like, I mean, it's like she took a fucking tie that her boyfriend or dad or somebody had in the fucking closet, sewed it together, and there you go. I mean, if she fucking sneezes, she's going to blow out her crotch or suck it in, and the whole pair of pants will just disappear. Like, that's interesting. I see you shave.
Yeah, hungry there a little bit.
Fucking
pants just imploded.
Holy, I just kind of want to walk up behind her and do that thing with your two fingers where you just poke her in the sides, because then her fucking underwear pants will shoot up inside of her twat and I'll get to see her naked. I mean, this girl probably weighed 105 pounds. She's probably 5'8", 105 pounds. I mean, just, she had the body for him, but there's a certain point where it's like, I don't care how fucking hot you are, there's certain shit you shouldn't wear in public. Anything that shows your pubic, you shouldn't wear in public. How about that? How about that for a rule to live by?
The anti-public pubic?
Precisely. That's an alliteration.
I have no idea what I just said.
Yeah, well, neither do any of our listeners, because you've been off mic the entire fucking show.
I will say, unless it's on the bike trail, I do enjoy riding bikes and watching the joggers.
That's fine. I mean, if you're exercising, but to go shopping...
Yeah, not necessary.
No. If you're good, and I've seen them everywhere. Like, shopping at Walmart, fucking just walking down the street, going, I think they're wearing them to fucking school. I'm like, what the fuck? You can't go to Hawkeye Community College. It goes back to the same thing with the, they used to have those fucking, they still wear them, those shorts that say shit across the ass. Like you're expecting me not to look.
Well, I guess the reason it's kind of weird is, like, if you're working out or on the bike trail or something, you're expected to just say hello. So as you're doing this, of course, make eye contact, and they're expecting you to look at them. Like,
right.
They actually want you to look at them, and you're supposed to say hello, and hey, how's it going? It's just stupid shit like that.
Right.
But if you're out shopping, no, it's very obvious you're checking them out.
Well, you're not. Yeah. Especially
it's like
when
you
I'm
can
going,
get away with being dirty in this other situation, but yeah, just
well,
because
you're not being dirty, you're supposed to look at them.
Yeah,
but
that's your job. Yeah. It's your job to like. Yeah,
yeah, it's just you're being friendly.
Yes,
but
yeah.
Now at Walmart, you're just fucking being lewd.
Like, you're being that guy.
Oh my god, those are the fucking tightest ass cheeks I've ever seen. Oh my god, I can see her vag. Oh, I can't forget to get milk. You knew it at fucking Walmart wearing fucking...
We should get like 10 guys just hang out at the mall and just slow clap all the like chicks walking by wearing that shit.
It was in high school.
You just stand there and every time one walks by, hallelujah. Or you go to Goodwill and you can buy pants by the pound at Goodwill. So every time one walks by, you just hand her a pair of pants. She's like, what? I'm like, just fucking seriously.
You only give the pants to the unsuitable ones.
No, you give them to everyone, and then what you tell her is, if I wanted to see you like that, I'd take you home from the bar. Oh! That's right.
I like the gypsy cabbage to wine better.
I can't put my balls in some chick's asshole, man. Because, you know, here's why, okay? Poop is dirty, alright? And I know I'm going to be scratching those fuckers later, because I'm me, right? I scratch my balls probably 30 to 40 times a day.
There are guys that like anal. I'm not one of those guys. But nope. If I had to choose, I'd rather go with the sack in the ass than my cock in the ass.
Yeah, I would agree. We'll have to talk about it. That's a discussion for another day. But
perhaps next week.
But anal just fucking doesn't do anything for me. I mean, well, yeah, it doesn't do anything for me.
Have you ever met a girl that liked it?
Yep. Yes, I did. Several. Several girls, actually. One, first name rhymes with Blanya.
she was compensating for
this,
other...
This is a perfect story to tell. About 2 years ago, I was dating this chick who was a virgin. Virgin. Never had sexual intercourse in her life. I fucked that girl in the ass like 10 times. And I'm not just talking about, like, kind of slip the head in. I mean, full on, buried my cock, hips deep, in this fucking girl's butthole. All right? And she's bucking back against me. Yeah. And she's a fucking virgin, right? Okay, is she still a virgin?
I say no to this, because I've actually heard, like, this is on one of those talk shows, and they're talking about, like, I guess, girls that commit themselves to be virgins until they're married. but they consider oral sex and anal sex not sex.
See, and that's bullshit.
The oral sex is made, that's borderline, but yeah, if you're getting fucked in the ass, you're getting fucked.
Well, and the weird thing was, I would fuck her in the ass, like full-on deep penetration, like we're fucking, right? Yeah, like down to the base of the fucking spine, kind of like, oh, God, that's mattress, you know, kind of fucking.
Balls deal. Deep.
Right. without the gypsy cabbage. Like, but if I accidentally slid out and even bumped her fucking vag, oh, no, 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 no. So to quote a buddy of mine, he's like, that bitch will let you put it in her fucking ear, but you come anywhere near her fucking pussy and she freaks out on you. Now, I would like to add that I did end up fucking this chick. Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Don't ever fuck a virgin. It's a fucking disaster, and they won't leave you alone. Well,
one of those I want to get married now, girls.
Oh, basically. Fuck. Just in love, and why won't you be with me? Like, are you fucking nuts?
Why won't you return my call?
Because you don't have no...
your apartment for 4 hours.
Because you don't have no titties. That's why I won't be with you. Flat. Flat like you, Weller.
It's only $2,000 to get that fixed.
You met her, didn't you? Did you meet her?
Oh, I might have.
Yeah, I worked with her.
So like every I didn't see you very often, so whenever I did see you, you had a different chick every time, so I might have.
Yeah. Say that a little louder. Say that a little louder so the world can hear it, baby. That's right. Pimp.
I remember her because I remember a Halloween party, and me and another buddy of ours were standing there. I was like, hey, that's a dude dressed up like a... Oh, God, it's Blanya.
You know, she was a nice girl, and that girl loved to suck some cock. Holy shit. Like, in full, like porno blowjobs. Like you could even get her to do
that. Pin the ears back and go to town.
Like, she wouldn't care. But yeah, like, fucking, like, the second date I went on, she blew the shit out of me. I'm like, so I'm thinking I'm going to get laid, right? No, she's a virgin. No, I don't do that. Like, you just swallowed my fucking cum, you dumb. What the fuck are you thinking? Come on. I mean, really. So she swallows my fucking load, lets me fuck her in the butt, right? Lets me fuck her in the butt, and when we talk about it later, she's like, God, I really like that. How the fuck can you see your version with the button? How can you do that?
Yeah, not a virgin.
No. But when she did start fucking, she took to it like a duck to water. And my buddy actually ended up setting one of our buddies up with her later. Because I was trying to get rid of her, and he's a nice guy, she's a nice chick, and I took her virginity, so I'm like, she'll fuck now. He had to date her for like 2 months before she'd fuck him. And then all he could do is complain about it. He's like, when we're doing it missionary, she keeps trying to, like, rock India. And I'm trying to tell her, no, you dumb bitch. He says, what's that? No, you dumb bitch. It's missionary. I'm supposed to be doing the work. I'm like, dude, not necessarily. How many chicks have you fucked? That's not always the way it works.
I mean, he's also the, yeah, I broke up with her because she wouldn't blow me guy.
Yeah, which it couldn't have been her because that chick blows like the blows like a nor'easter. How about that? How are you like them apples, huh? Anytime you can bring in a fucking deadliest catch term, it's time to end a podcast, I think. Yeah? Yeah? Anything to add before we go? Anybody?
That was pretty much it. Just, yeah.
Try the gypsy cabbage.
If anybody else out there has done it or knows someone that has done it, I would love to hear from it and what you called it.
Or knows a move.
Yeah, or if you think of your own move, just let us know and we'll share it with the world if we think it's worthy of it.
You can email that to misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com or you can post it in the misinformation thread under the podcast forum at quickstopentertainment.com/forums, owned by Kevin Smith. Run by Ken Plume, who's a god among men. We love you, Ken. You got something to add there?
You didn't much apologize to the Irish this time for some reason.
No, I didn't have anything to apologize for.
Yeah, I'm tired of you kissing their ass. Back it off.
They're nice people.
I'm sure.
Are they fans of Nick Cage? If so.
Oh, fuck, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But, hey, we know they're friends. We know they're fans of cabbage. So. Yeah? Oh, you know what you do is it could be the gypsy. It could be the gypsy corned beef and cabbage.
Corn in the ass just no.
Oh, it hardly. It no, comes out the working. Same way it went in. It'll it's be fine. Corned beef is not corn. All right. Thanks for listening. This has been Misinformation. I'm Zach.
And I'm Weller.
I love you.
fist in the ass, slowly pull it out there. As your fist is just coming out, drop your nutsack into the ass, and then do the Nick Cage hand thing.